Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hanukkah's got a new anthem. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, we gear up for 8 nights of Jewish celebration with reggae artist Matas Yahu. Plus, we hear about a new collection of mid-century pop called Songs for the Jewish American Jet Set, and a live performance from the Detroit rock band Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. But first, Jewish rapper Matas Yahu rose to fame in 2004 with his blend of reggae, rap, and his Hasidic faith. For the past 6 years, he's celebrated the Hanukkah holidays here in New York and elsewhere with a series of 8 performances appropriately entitled The Festival of Light. But something will look a bit different about this year's concerts. Matas Yahu joins me here in the studio. Matas, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, so something's different. You posted this photo of yourself yesterday on Twitter, shaven, with the beard off, and it has just kind of become a thing in the Twitterverse. You accompanied that with this statement: "No more Hasidic reggae superstar. Sorry, folks, all you get is me. No alias. I am reclaiming myself." Was this really a big surprise to many people?
I think so. I mean, I had the beard for 10 years once I started becoming religious, and no one has ever seen me without it. So,
well, but, you know, last time you were here,
including my wife and my
surprise.
Kids.
And, wow, what did your kids think?
Well, they haven't seen me yet. They're in L.A., so I haven't been home.
Okay. Last time you were on Soundcheck back in 2009, you said you would stopped trying to fit into any particular religious box. Is this just kind of like the next step?
Yeah, evolution.
Mm-hmm. To what?
I'm not quite sure, but I mean, basically, I just, you know, I guess evolving, you know, change, you know.
You also wrote in this statement that you posted yesterday, "Get ready for an amazing year filled with music of rebirth. And for those concerned with my naked face, don't worry, you haven't seen the last of my facial hair." So,
yeah, I mean, I guess you want a sort of an explanation a little bit?
Yeah.
Basically, beard or no beard, I don't know, you know. And I wrote another tweet later that day saying, as people were sort of freaking out and taking the fact that I don't have a beard anymore to mean he's not Jewish anymore, or he's not religious at all anymore. And the same day after I shaved my beard, I went that next morning to the mikveh and to shul at 6:30 in the morning like I did the day before, you know. So
why were people freaking out about you know, shaving the beard off? I mean, you know, explain a little bit the significance of growing it in the first place, and then what you were thinking yesterday when you shaved it off.
Well, I guess I'll tell you my thoughts about it. When I first started growing it was when I started becoming religious. I was like about 20 years old, 21 years old. I got really into Judaism. I wasn't, you know, I got really interested in it. I went to different shuls. I went to different rabbis. One day I put on a yarmulke. I got on the subway and I felt good. I felt good representing myself as a Jew. And 2 days later I put on tzitzit, you know, and I just stopped shaving. When I was 17, I listened to reggae music. I love Bob Marley. I started growing dreadlocks, you know. It's always kind of been my way, I guess, that the outside matches kind of what's going on with me inside. And I never shaved. Now, the reason why I never shaved, that gets more complicated. And I'll give you a little bit of a description of what it's about. It says in the Kabbalah that the beard represents the 13 attributes of mercy of God, basically that everything above is connected below, and sort of like in a mirror, and so things are mirroring each other constantly, and that there are symbols and representations of everything above with God here in this world, and somehow the beard is like the manifestation or the symbol of God's mercy, of these 13 attributes of mercy that are connected to 13 parts of the face, and there's an idea that I had heard that the blessings and the brachas come through those attributes of mercy. And I had this fear in my head that if I would shave my beard, somehow those blessings would be cut off.
So does this
shaving yesterday, posting the photo on Twitter. Does that mean you've overcome that fear?
What happened was I recently realized, that God's mercy, it can't be. How can that possibly be connected to me shaving or not? And I began, over the last few weeks, I went through a pretty major transformation, and I'm probably bigger than any in my life, due to several things, but a lot of revelations and a lot of realizations started coming clear to me. And I realized, just like these fears that I have, and that the idea that God's mercy is connected to whether or not I shave is ludicrous. And I need to just trust myself, and that, if I'm deserving of God's mercy, I'll get it, regardless of,
what you look like. Yeah. We're speaking with Modest Yahoo, the reggae musician and rapper and singer and songwriter. Let me read you a comment. There's actually a number of them already on our soundcheck page. Sean in Louisville, Kentucky writes, "No Jew gets out there like he does and impacts religious Jews, secular Jews, and non-Jews alike with the Torah, especially for my generation." Hearing that sort of thing, is that what you're going for, to kind of spread the word outside the community as well?
Well, I've always been that. I mean, I wasn't raised in a tight-knit religious community. I went to public school. I never thought of myself as making music for one group of people, and that was seen through my crowds and my audience. Mm-hmm. But those kind of comments are just feel so good right now, because the support is beautiful to see, and it gives me sort of like a certain faith in mankind, because there's so much hatred out there, and to see good things like, people saying that stuff is great. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Modest Yahoo, who, it's sort of odd that we start by talking about whether someone has a beard or not, but as you say, there has been this kind of religious significance attached to having it, and now people are trying to come to terms with you not having it. But one of the things you've been consistent about in your career is being true to your roots, finding out who you are, and to me, it's one of a number of things that make this 2006 performance that you did on this show so memorable, not just because it's a really great performance, just you and a guitarist, but also for what it says. Let's listen to this. This is from December 11th, 2006, on Soundcheck.
I forget you. Fire not gonna come from me tongue. Jerusalem, if I forget you. Let my right hand forget what it's supposed to. So to rebuild a temple and a crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60, we were burning the oven in the century. And the gas tried to choke, but they couldn't choke me. Would not lie down and would not fall asleep. Them come overseas, yeah, they're trying to be free. Erase the demons out of your memory. Change your name and your identity. Afraid of the past and a dark history. Why is everybody always chasing we? Cut off the roots from your family tree. Don't you see that's not the way to be? Jerusalem, if I forget you. Fire not gonna come from my tongue. Jerusalem, if I forget you. Let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you.
That is my guest, Modest Yahoo, live on Soundcheck back on December 11th, 2006, with a song called Jerusalem. So, cutting off the roots of the family tree, not the way to be. You spend the holiday season every year kind of with an extended family. This series of concerts has become a tradition for you, right?
Yeah.
And what is the family tradition? I mean, what do you do with your kids, with your wife and kids around the holidays?
Well, my wife puts up with a lot. It's tough because of my career and my traveling and stuff. So Hanukkah, I'm usually in New York doing these shows. And, we lived in Brooklyn since we were married. We just moved to California. So I don't know if we're going to be together this year, but, I guess usually we are like sound checking and then running home to try to light the menorah, mm-hmm. and then running back to the show. And Hanukkah is usually hectic for us.
And the show itself, I mean, it's kind of a party. You got the disco dreidel and, lights and stuff. Yeah. Who's the audience for that?
It's, you know, New Yorkers, I guess. And I started in New York. My first show that was, you know, when I was in Yeshiva in Crown Heights, and I got permission to leave the Yeshiva for a night to go play a show. I showed up at a club called Southpaw in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a line around the corner waiting to get in, and I was like, I hadn't left the Yeshiva in a year and a half, you know? And I was like, what the hell is this, you know? Like, who are these people here to see, you know? And it's that kind of crowd. It's like New York, you know, crowd. And it's a mix of people, Jews, non-Jews. But, you know, it's definitely, I guess that's the one thing.
Well, as you know, here in New York, back as far as the 1980s, you had artists like the Klezmatics reclaiming Yiddish as a language, artists like John Zorn with his radical Jewish culture, you know, kind of reclaiming a place of pride for Jewish music and Jewish culture in New York. But it seems like now that it's not just a New York-centric thing. You're doing these Hanukkah things throughout the Northeast in the next week, right?
Yeah. I mean, I want to do that, and maybe even next year expand it more, do one big show in New York, because Hanukkah is a time I feel like Matis Yahu, you know, should be in the Jewish community and playing for people. So,
well, tell me about the song "Miracle," which first appeared last year. We've got the video on our webpage. Soundcheck listeners, you can see Matis Yahu with beard at wnyc.org/soundcheck. The video begins with you getting sort of clocked in the head by a guy wearing a Santa Claus costume. So, you know, is there a statement to be read into this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's fun. You know, the song has, I think it expresses the depth of what Hanukkah is, but at the same time, it's fun and it's celebration, and that's, you know, that's what this is all about. So I wanted to do it on the ice. Like, we're talking to a friend of mine, and we were trying to figure out how to do these different skits and put them out every night, and we just realized, well, we'll just make it into one video. And the idea was, you know, it was supposed to be like Matis Yahu on LSD icecapades, you know? It's like, but
I would say mission accomplished.
I played hockey growing up. I wanted to do it on the ice. I wanted that opportunity to skate a little bit.
Uh-huh. When you're lying there on the ice, I thought I caught a glimpse underneath your jacket of a Giants scarf. Is that
possibly? I am a Giants fan.
You are a Giants fan.
Especially after last week.
Okay.
Who's not?
So you do keep an eye out on the sports world
as
well.
The one real religion I grew up with as a kid was being a Giants fan. So.
But didn't you grow up in, wait a minute, weren't you born in Pennsylvania?
Well, no, I grew up in White Plains, New York. I was born in Pennsylvania. We moved after a month.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you are a New Yorker then.
I think so. Suburbs, but a New Yorker nonetheless.
Matis Yahu is my guest on Soundcheck. And now we have, you know, I mentioned lots of people commenting on the webpage. And, you know, there's a lot of people pointing out contradictions, you know, leaving behind one tradition, the beard, but not the other. You mentioned the very next day, going to shul and the mikveh.
I'd like to say one thing about contradictions. I don't mean to cut you off, but the whole thing is contradictions. And that's what I've realized, is that everything has multiple sides to it. You know, we're so quick to go to make things black and white and to put things in their box. And you know what I mean? But everything is this mixture, and that's what this world is this blend of different things, you know?
Well, that's I think that's well said. And, you know, for an artist like yourself, who has made a career out of apparent contradictions, you know, the Jewish guy who does reggae, you know, and very early on people wanted to sort of package you as a novelty act, and it's just not what you do. I think that whole element of contradiction, I mean, what kind of art would we have without contradiction?
I mean, every music form is a blend of different forms. Rock and roll is a blend of blues, and right, reggae music is a form of different forms, and it's all about, especially in the world we live in today, like bringing different things together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Matis Yahu, you have a very busy week ahead of you next week. We're going to wrap up with a bit of this song called Miracles, the holiday song from Matis Yahu. His Festival of Light performances are in New York at the Music Hall of Williamsburg next Monday through Wednesday, then heading to Manhattan for Webster Hall next Thursday, and then the show goes on the road for four additional nights ending December 28th. So you got Philly, Portland, Maine, Burlington, Vermont, ending in Washington, D.C. Mattis, happy holidays. Thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Thanks, you too.
Mattis Yahoo on Soundcheck. Mattis Yahoo's Miracle, I should mention, this is the remix, the Mini Weapon remix of the song. Up next, we hear about a new collection of mid-20th century pop songs for the Jewish-American Jet Set. We'll find out what that means. And later, a live performance from Detroit-based rock band Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. We'll find out what that means, too, later on Soundcheck.
It inspires the baby's question.